Today is Friday, October 9th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I had a dream last night. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think I've ever had a political dream in my life. And I'm not really sure what caused it. I don't even know, like, was I listening to something political when I fell asleep? Because I don't remember at all. Like, I'll always put something on my phone, either a podcast or YouTube or Netflix or something like that, which, you know, I have to do it with earbuds. And so, and I use wired ones so that, you know, if I used wireless, they could fall out of my ear and then I could lose them because, you know, they could get tangled up in the sheets and who knows what. Sydney could eat them. So I use wired ones. So sometimes in the morning when I wake up, like if I haven't put the phone and the earbuds on the nightstand, like if I fell asleep and just, you know, which is typical, happens all the time, then I've got like earbuds tangled around my arms. I can't move. It's like I'm in, you know, it's like I did some kind of S&M something, you know, in my sleep because I'm like tied up, blindfolded, everything else. It's crazy. But anyway, so I'm always watching something. And a lot of times, especially if it's YouTube, it will autoplay and I'll fall asleep and I'll wake up at like 3 a.m. and it'll still be autoplaying. My phone will be super hot. And anyway, so I'm not really sure why this happened, and I don't know a lot of the details on the dream other than I remember vividly that it was election night, and I don't know what all went on, but I know that it was election night, and we were watching the election results as they came in, and I remember specifically seeing a map with red and blue, you know, the color, you know, the Democratic and Republican colors. And I remember watching this map as more and more and more red appeared on this map. And I was getting so stressed out. I was just getting so stressed out about it and everything. And then, you know, basically, Trump won the election. And it was so weird because I think I even woke up and I was like, you know, having sweats and stuff. I don't remember. It was in the middle of the night and but it was a very traumatic thing for me. And I'm like, oh my God, like I was contemplating like, okay, I'm going to move to another country. What country could I move to that's, you know, similar to the United States and isn't a shithole right now, and because I don't want to be here anymore if he's going to be president still. And all, I mean, I was really traumatized by the whole thing, so much so that, like I said, that it woke me up. I don't even know. But then it's funny because I distinctly remember waking up and then falling back to sleep having almost an identical dream, but Joe Biden won. And then I was happy and peaceful and everything was fine. So I don't really know, like, I don't really know what was going on there because I don't remember ever having political dreams. Most of the time, I don't remember my dreams at all. So it's very rare that I even know what it was that I was dreaming about. But the ones that I do remember, I don't remember ever. There have been scary ones where I've been being chased by wolves or dogs or something like that. And that was when I was super young and I like woke up screaming and it was horrible. For some reason, I don't even know if I was being chased by, but that's what I remember. And, you know, your mind plays tricks on you as you age and your memories become what you think they were. And it's probably not what the dream was about at all, but I remember it being wolves chasing me. But anyway, you know, I've had a sex dream or two. I've had, you know, other dreams. I've had the dream where, I don't know if any of you have ever had this dream, and I'm sure I've talked about it on this show before, and it's been a while since I've had this dream, but it's the dream where you think you woke up, and then you're really sluggish, and you can't move, or you can't do whatever it is that you're trying to do, and in the middle of the dream, you realize that you didn't wake up. And you try to wake yourself up, and then you think you woke up again, and then you didn't wake up, and you're still asleep, and you're still laying there, and you feel like you're pinned down to the bed, and you can't do anything because, you know, you're pinned down to this bed. I've had that one a lot of time, like when I'm really, really sleepy, and usually it happens when I take a nap or something like that. And I take a nap and I'm like laying on the couch and then I'm like, oh my God, I cannot get off this couch. I'm awake, but I can't move. And then I realize I'm not awake and I'm like, oh my God, I got to wake up. And I'll go through that loop. And eventually I've gotten so bad that in my sleep, I've literally thrown myself off the couch, like to wake myself up. I'm sure there's a word for that, because I think that's like a really common thing that happens to people. So anyway, bad dream last night. Not really sure what's going on. Apparently, I'm really stressed about this election, even though the polls are going the right direction and Biden has been in the lead for a long time. We know that in 2016, the polls all said that Hillary was going to win, and she didn't. So, but interestingly, I've been listening to this podcast called The Political Orphanage, and it's by a comic or a comedian, Andrew Heaton, but he takes a more independent approach, and he analyzes both the Republican side and the Democrat side, and he's been looking at judges and, you know, the fact that we call some judges conservative and we call some judges liberal. And he's had on all these special guests this week about it's not really liberal versus conservative. It's more about how they interpret the Constitution. Do they interpret it as a living document, or do they interpret it as they're supposed to just take the words at face value, basically? And he was even saying that, you know, at one point, Democrats were more taking the words at face value. There's a word for it, and I can't remember what the word is. And now Democrats are very much like living Constitution and think that you should take like the spirit of it, you know, or whatever. It should change with changing times, basically. And now Republicans used to be more living Constitution. And now they tend to be more like whatever the word says, that's what it means, basically. And he said, normally when you have, you know, when you have these nominations, the political, you know, the political slant of the person doesn't usually matter as much as whether they're a living constitutionalist or that other one that I can't think of the name of. So I found that really interesting. But anyway, it's interesting. It's interesting to hear kind of a third view on things, because I hear, you know, I do subscribe to a lot of liberal leaning podcasts, and everything the Democrats do is fantastic and great. And I have listened, or I read some articles or something on a more conservative side to try to, not Fox News, though, to try to balance it out. And then, you know, his is nice and in the middle. He's kind of an independent, and that's why he calls it the political orphanage, because it's like for people who don't identify as strictly Democrat or Republican. There you go. So once again, last night I didn't feel like cooking. I did freeze some chicken because I love having a vacuum sealer, because now when I get meat, I can take it out of the package and put it in individual vacuum seal bags, vacuum seal it, and then throw it in the freezer. One reason I don't really normally, or I didn't used to like freezing stuff, is because I would get, if you just put it in like a Ziploc bag or something like that, I would tend to get freezer burn, and I never wanted to use the stuff. And also, you know, you'd put the whole thing in the freezer, and then what if you just want like one chicken breast or something like that? So what I've been doing recently is individually vacuum sealing each chicken breast or each pork chop or each steak, and then I can take one or two of them out at a time and cook them. And most of the time it's in the sous vide, but I can also defrost them and, you know, cut them up and cook them in whatever I'm making. So I had chicken that I either had to use or I had to vacuum seal last night. So I vacuum sealed it and I'm like, ugh, we're going to go pick up food. So we got Popeyes. But remember, you guys are going to have to hold me to this. Starting Weight Watchers in a week. Well, a week and a couple of days. So Monday the... what's the date? Monday the 19th. We're finishing up our final P90X tomorrow, and we're going to have 1 week that's just completely lazy and eating whatever we want. And then we're starting Weight Watchers on the 19th. And I don't know, we are going to exercise. We are going to continue exercising. We may take a couple of weeks off of exercising, but I don't think it's going to be P90X because I just don't want to do it anymore. Like, I'm not feeling it. I'm so mad at Tony Horton. I want to, like, punch the TV screen. I get very emotional. So that was it. We ordered food last night and we watched more of the show we've been watching, Raised by Wolves. And, you know, I already told you guys about that, so you should go try it out if you think you're interested in a sci-fi TV show about an androids raising children on some foreign planet. It's interesting, to say the least. We did watch The Weakest Link as well. The Weakest Link. And they're only going to do 10 episodes right now, but I'm really liking it so far. The one thing about Weakest Link, though, I think people bank too often. They don't get the chain high enough up on the money. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adambernsuk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I will talk to you on Monday. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.